talked a lot about the old maps in the Middle East and North Africa, some of those maps with borders drawn a century ago. We've talked about how the current conflicts reflect old history haunting today's headlines. But we should remember that there are other dynamics and factors that are driving the situation, and they are demographic. In the 3 years since the Arab Spring began, for instance, Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya have all taken a peek, at varying degrees, when it comes to democracy and human rights. But our next guest says it is the youth of the protesters who led the Arab Spring that may matter most. Even looking at today's headlines about possible Israeli retaliation for the deaths of three teenagers by attacking Palestinian Arabs in Gaza, this is a war of young people versus young people as much as anything. Joining us is Juan Cole, author of The New Arabs, How the Millennial Generation is Changing the Middle East. He's director of the Center for Middle Eastern and North African Studies at the University of Michigan. Welcome to The Takeaway, Professor.
Thank you so much, John.
So how young are we talking here, and how much is the young spirit of these millennials really driving the revolutions in various countries?
Oh, they're absolutely central. The generation born roughly from the late 70s into the year 2000 are called by demographers the millennials or Generation Y. And they're, of course, a global phenomenon. But in the Arab world, they're particularly populous, maybe something like 40% of the population.
Wow.
So it's an enormous bulge of people. And what's interesting about them is not just that they're there and they're young, because that's also true of youth in India and Indonesia, a lot of places in the world, but that they're organized on the basis of being young. That is to say, they have formed a political and social cultural organizations which have the word youth in them and which strive to represent their generation.
How do they interpret Islam? How do they interpret notions like jihad? You're talking about people who have probably no memory of the revolution in Iran, which involved Persians, not Arabs, but was very, very influential in the Arab world. People like Nasser and Sadat are, you know, probably virtually unknown to this generation.
Well, they've gone to school, so they do have a historical memory in that way of people like Gamal Abdel Nasser, the great Egyptian nationalist leader. But you're getting at something, which is that the divisions of their parents' generation were really about a kind of military nationalism versus political Islam. That was the great divide. And, of course, that generation, the baby boomers, people who are now in their 60s, are still duking it out over those issues. But the social science on the younger generation, on the millennials in the Arab world, suggests that they are much more interested in networking and a kind of more democratic view of how society should work. And it finds that they're universally, at least somewhat, less religiously observant than their parents.
How do we think that reflects politically? Are these likely to join the parties of their parents? Are these people likely to vote in traditional institutions or take matters into their own hands, as was the case for part of the time in the Arab Spring in Egypt, where really the election was with people's feet on the streets of Tahrir Square or in social media?
Well, the activists among them tend not to be very interested in traditional political parties. And in many ways, the dictators of the region, Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, who ruled 1981 till 2011, and others in Tunisia and elsewhere, destroyed a lot of the old political parties. And so the youth tend to be fairly alienated from parties and not very interested in them on the whole.
Would you say that there's an export market for people who would want to attack the West from radicalism within young parties that are developing now, that this dissatisfaction leads to a kind of political expression outside the borders of their own countries? Or are these people who want to remain home, remain leaders, become part of a new political generation?
Well, they would very much like the activists that I'm talking about tend to be left of center or liberal. Some of them are interested in political Islam, but not of the hardline sort. So these people really want to see their own societies shaped in a different direction, and that's where they've put their energies. On the other hand, to the extent that politics is very difficult in a place like, say, Egypt, very large numbers of young people report that if they could emigrate to the West, they would, but not as a critique of the West, as a search for a better life.
What about the state of Israel? Will it remain as central an issue as it has for two generations now?
Well, these young people obviously have sympathies with the Palestinians and how they view them to be treated by the Israelis. But on the whole and by and large, at least in the past 3 years, they haven't made Israel the issue. And I think there's a feeling amongst them that the old dictatorial regimes tended to use the issue of Israel and American foreign policy as ways of deflecting critiques of how the country was actually run, domestic policy. And so when I was in Tahrir Square, when there were huge demonstrations in the summer of 2011, a few months after the revolution, I didn't see a single placard about Israel or the United States. It was all about wanting the dictator Hosni Mubarak to be tried. And so, they have feelings on that issue. I think they're determined not to let it derail their project of changing the way their societies run.
And do you think they'll succeed?
Well, this is something that I think is really important to underline. I think people don't realize how young these guys were, the young women and young men who made these revolutions. They were 20-somethings, 21, 22, at most, 32. That was some of the older activists. And so people asked me, why didn't they run for office? Well, they're not eligible to run for office. They're not old enough. In many cases. And so it's way too soon to tell how the changes that they kicked off starting in 2011 are going to work out.
Juan Cole is the author of The New Arabs, How the Millennial Generation is Changing the Middle East, and he's director of the Center for Middle Eastern and North African Studies at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome, John.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.